Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mike Riley, who's president with Oriental Weavers, or OW, and Jonathan Witt, who's vice president. Guys, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. You've been in the news. Last week, we ran an article about your continued investments in showrooms. You've also been in the news in the last 6 months or so around a focus in the hospitality market. Before we get into that, though, let's just talk about rug sales and the economy. Give us a rundown on how business conditions are right now.
All right. Well, Kemp, the rug business, like all of floor covering, really went through a tough time as the economy took the dip, and we've seen some nice recovery really starting in the fourth quarter of last year, and that's continued through this year. And, you know, we're lucky in an industry that I think at best is flat. We're in the positive category for the year so far, and we have some nice programs already booked for the fall, but obviously there's concern as we move into this whole election cycle, and over the weekend, as we know, it really ramped up, so it'll be interesting to see where the consumer falls as we head into the important fall selling season.
Those people that may not know, when you start talking about OW, Sphinx, Oriental Weavers, you're a global company, and actually your U.S. and Canada sales, if I'm correct, are actually only, I think, about 25% of your total business. And the last time I did an interview with you guys was at the hospitality show, and I was interviewing Jonathan Young, who came over from Brenton. So you're putting a major push in the hospitality sector. Why don't you just tell our listeners just a quick overview on who OW is?
Well, we do have, you know, a significant global presence, and the U.S. today, like you said, I think is between 25 and 30% of the company's total exports. But we have a lot of other businesses that we're involved in. Floor covering is just a small part of Mr. Fareed's empire, so to speak. But yes, there has been a big push on a global basis to expand not only rug sales, but also other categories of product. Between mat carpets and the hospitality and our regular woven segment, we're completely across the globe.
And there's been a little bit of a shift, too, in your branding. I mean, I know you're moving toward OW when you present yourself, right?
Well, I think kind of what's happened over time, I think people have kind of put us there where the marketplace generally refers to us as OW is doing this or OW did that. And I think that along the way, we really have kind of become OW. And we have OW Sphinx, which is, you know, the better end brand. We've got OW of America, which is really your big box and mass brand, and we've got OW Hospitality now, which in the hospitality marketplace, it's strictly OW Hospitality, and that's what we're known as.
Mm-hmm. It does make, you know, more sense for us as a company and as a brand, being the largest area rug manufacturer in the world and around the globe outside of the U.S. They're simply referred to as Oriental Weavers and OW Hospitality. So there's a lot of synergies there as press releases come out and advertising in other parts of the world.
Now let's talk about your showrooms. You're making some major investments there. We talked last year about a remodel in Atlanta. You're doing a remodel out in Las Vegas. And I understand you've got even more news there. So talk about that if you would.
Well, last year we actually re-entered the High Point market in a bigger way last October. Mm-hmm. So there was a completely new showroom and doubled our space there. Moving into Atlanta, we already really have the largest area rug space in that market, so we just took the opportunity to completely renovate, and we're creating a new look and feel going into Las Vegas. The announcement that came out last week, that's actually a new showroom and an expansion. It's about 50% larger than where we are currently. And I'll let Mike speak to the other couple of announcements we have coming and also the ties into the hospitality market.
Yeah. And a lot of this, Kemp, is not only expanding for the sake of our area rug and broadloom and rug pad business, but we're also incorporating OW Hospitality Design Center / offices in these key marketplaces, where we've got salespeople, and ultimately these showrooms also become regional offices for our hospitality business. So in Atlanta, there's an area designated that we're going to be putting a design studio, same thing in Vegas. In New York, we've got the same thing. And also in the beginning of November, we're going to be launching our grand opening of our new show place in London. We have a building that our hospitality operation works out of, and we've completely designed and renovated that building and created a fabulous showroom and showplace there in London. So the expansions from a real estate standpoint, and again, being able to reach the marketplace in all segments of our business is very, very important, especially as we become more and more global. We're going to be selling in a lot more points on the earth.
All right, so you're making major investments. I mean, again, let's just reiterate, it's somewhat bullish on, I guess, where you think the market's going. While you're doing this, and I mean, just to reiterate, High Point, Atlanta, Las Vegas, New York, and London. So these are major investments. And at the same time, we're seeing the price points of rugs come down. Used to be, I guess they were at one time $499 and $299. Now they're around $199 on the average. And I know that's just a piece of your business, but explain how all that works.
Well, first of all, it works that we're anticipating it coming back up at some point in time.
Okay.
But yeah, the average meter or the average rug price has come down significantly in the last 5 years, and I think that's for most vendors. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're trying to make up for that. At the same time, you know, if you're not growing, you're dying.
Right.
So, you know, we've got to invest in the future, and we see a lot of things happening, and I think these difficult times are going to continue, and I think a lot of people out there are going to remain challenged to survive. You know, at the end of the day, the well-financed companies are going to be around, and, you know, we'll see what happens with everybody else.
And that's one of the main reasons that we've diversified our product categories, product mix, over the past few years with the addition of the rug pad and residential woven pattern broad loom, getting more into the print side of life, and then ultimately the OW Hospitality really brings us into a completely different customer base. You know, one of the things that has brought price points down to this more $199 type level is frankly catalog and internet sales. Mm-hmm. And from an area rug standpoint and a rug pad standpoint, it's a natural because we drop ship straight to the customer every day and they can see the rug, and a lot of the websites make it very easy for them to look at a rug and then deal with returns and whatnot. So we know what's going on in the rest of the world, and we're seeing the same thing in our business. That being said, the internet doesn't have a good silent salesman or someone to tell the story of nylon versus polypropylene versus wool and some of the things that kept our price points a little higher, and also the constructions of hand-tufted versus machine-made. When a consumer is on a website, they can see a rug because all they're seeing is that image. They can see some beautiful product that we make that's a $199 price point, and right beside it, something that's a $399 price point. At the end of the day, they're looking at the color and the design. They don't know the difference in some of those other key selling factors that they would hear on a retail floor. So you do see that price degradation just due to that simple fact.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be in this market, I mean, you have to play in all these channels, don't you?
Absolutely. It's very difficult to be a niche player today because the volume just doesn't justify it in any one specific niche. I tell people, and I fully believe this number, and it might be just a Mikey out of my back pocket number, but I honestly feel that consumption of area rugs since 2007 is probably 50% of what it was at the peak.
But you feel like that's going to come back at the end of this recession?
You know, I think it's going to come back. I think also we found ourselves taking share, and yeah, it'll come back. It's inevitable that it will. It's a question of holding out till that time, and like I had mentioned, it's a challenge when to do the same volume you were doing, you've got to ship 40-45% more units, so your cost of managing the units and the inventory is actually increased. So, you know, you're getting dinged in your margins by raw materials, you're getting dinged in your margins by operational costs. It's a challenge, and the joys of the days of great margins are just gone.
Well, just one quick historic view on this. I mean, Oriental Weavers a long time ago had the reputation of being, you know, the company who had introduced polypropylene, which was an inexpensive fiber type, and was making, you know, beautiful woven rugs that be color fast and last forever. And what OW has become today is much bigger than that, isn't it?
It is much bigger than that. However, that was our core business and still remains our core business, and I think that has helped in taking some of the market share that Mike mentioned, because we can make a beautiful product that hits that $199, $249 price point and seems to be the real sweet spot for what's going on in the marketplace today. So that's been a real benefit.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to do this interview because making these large investments at a time when we see price points coming down and volumes being, you know, somewhat stagnant is very bullish, and I want to give visibility to it. So I appreciate you spending time with us again. Again, we've been talking to Mike Riley, who's president, and Jonathan Witt, vice president of OW, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.